Well, I was just at a conference last weekend, and it seems as though there is still some confusion as to how to use these codes. But I think it has to do with the electronic health records that each individual practitioner uses. I think for those who don't have an EMR, and believe me, those aren't many, there aren't many practitioners out there without EMR, I think they're having a great deal of difficulty with the change. And I've heard that those folks are close to retirement and are kind of finishing up early anyway. But for the rest of us, you know, it depends on the system that you're using that makes it more difficult. But like I said, at this last conference, it seems like there's still questions. There's still questions, and it's not entirely clear.